Today is Daf Kuf Chav Aleph. We are on Daf Kuf Chav Aleph. We are on Daf Kuf Chav Aleph at the third line from the top. That we said, Rav Yossi, Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. Rav Yossi holds that Tefillah Bizmana is a mitzvah. Therefore what? Therefore, if you have to have Tefillah Bizmana, you can't push it off. You can't wait another day. And therefore you have to go run and find yourself some kind of protection to cover over Hashem's name that you wrote on your body when you go to the mikvah. Therefore you have to go find something. Fine. Now, is that true? But Tanya of a Brisa says like this. Listen to this Brisa. Hazav, Vahazava, Hamitzorah, Hamitzoras, Bol Nida, all these people. Tame Meis, Tivilashan Bayom. They can all go to the mikvah by day. They can do that. And then wait till nightfall. Nida, Violedes, Tivilashan Balayla. Nida and Aledes have to go at night. Fine. Balkeri, Tova Vaholich, Kolyom Kulo. Or Balkeri can go during the day. Right? So listen to this. Look at this Rashi. Rashi says like this. Tova Kolyom Kulo. Afal Pisharu Keri Ben Mincha Vilamayla. Even though Balkeri saw, he became Balkeri Mincha time, and it's Yom Kippur. Right? Afal Pisharu Keri Ben Mincha Vilamayla. Ulachar Shespal Tfilas Mincha. He died Mincha Yom Kippur. Then he became Balkeri. So he really should daven now, right? Sharehu yachol lahamtid on tishach shach. Wait till Yom Kippur's over. The yitbol tefilas arvis. Go to the mikvah and then daven ma'ariv. What do you have to go now for? What do you have to go middle of Yom Kippur? Go to afa afilu hachi tovu biyom kippur mi bo yom. No, you go to the mikvah right now in Yom Kippur, even though it's mincha time. Well, afal pisha but iser shasher berachitas arishos. Even though you're not supposed to take a shower on Yom Kippur, so go to the mikvah. You don't have to go now. It's already, Yom Kippur's over in a half hour. What are you going now for? No. Tefillah Bizmana Mitzvah. Tefillah Bizmana is a mitzvah. Go right now. Right? Rabbi Yossi Omar, Min HaMincha V'Lamayla, Ein HaTzorach Lipol. No, you don't have to go. You don't have to go to the mikvah now. So, right, after Mafta Yonah, now you're going to go to the mikvah? Wait till afterwards. Right? So what do you see? Rabbi Yossi holds Tefillah Bizmana is not a mitzvah.
I guess that guy needs.
Yeah, right. So the Gemara says, one second, Rashi says, what about Nila? So in the next Rashi says, V'tfilas Nila nami tfiru le'tshiyachal espal v'layla. You can have Nila at night also. So, if you came about carry after Mincha, go, what are you going to Mincha now for? Yom Kippur's over in 40 minutes. Go, what are you going to do? Nila? Do Nila afterwards. So Rashi says you can do that. So why are you going now? So the answer is, what do you see from here? Tfilas Bizmana is not a mitzvah, the same person. So is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? So Gemara answers, it's a different person. Hayi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehudihi. It's a different Rabbi Yossi. To Amar, Daya Tefillah B'Achrona. That complicated Gemara there in Nida, when a woman shows up out of the blue and says, I don't know my status. It's been years since I had amnesia, and here I am, I woke up. So we make her go to the mikvah 100 times, because maybe she had miscarriages. And then one, Rabbi Yossi just said, well, calm down. You go to the mikvah one time and it's all over. Go to the mikvah once. So do over here. You go to the mikvah one time when it's all over. So therefore, to him, Tefillah Bizmana is not a mitzvah. Same thing with Yom Kippur. Okay. Next. Nachri Shabal Lachabos. If a guy comes, the house is burning down. So, fire department shows up. No one, you didn't call them. Not the fire department. That's a bad case. Your neighbor shows up. Would you be interested in helping put this fire out? Ain't omrim lo kabe. You're not allowed to call the fire department. You're not allowed to do that. Says Rashi, why not? Why can't you call a guy to do the putting out the fire for you? Rashi says, Rabbanan, it's the first wide line. Rabbanan gazer al amiru lanachri mishum shavus. The Rabbanan made a gzera. You can't have a guy do something that you can't do yourself. Why? Gzera. The reason for the gzera is obvious. Shabbos would be nothing if anything you wanted to do, you had a goy do for you. What kind of Shabbos is that? Whatever you want to do, to have the goy do. It's not Shabbos. So you're not actually watching the television, and you're not actually cooking, you're not actually writing, you're telling her to do everything. There's no Shabbos. That's what Rashi says here. And if Odozor, Rashi gives a different reason. Rashi says, it makes it sound like a stricter reason, Rashi says, in a different place, because the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, a few days ago, the Pesukim about Shabbos, which says, "Ubechladato me'asos terechecha mimotei chesecha v'daber davar." Right? If you say v'daber davar, you shouldn't talk about the stock market on Shabbos. You shouldn't talk about business. Says Rashi in Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't talk about goy. You shouldn't talk to goyim either. Interesting. Rashi gives different. That reason sounds like a little more serious because it's already based on Navi. It's a little bit of a more
you know, older reason based on Navi, as opposed to just the gzira that Yishavos will become belittled. Okay, very good. Tosfos says, the third to last Tosfos, Afil bi isura derabanan. Even if it's something that's asim derabanan, amira lenachri shavos. Still not allowed to do that. Right? Putting out a fire to save your fire, your house, only derabanan. It's a malacha she'ain tzricha legufa. You're still not allowed to do it. Right? But Perak HaShoel, lo yamar adam lechaveiro, you're not allowed to tell your friend, sechar li polim, go, you can't tell your friend, go hire me workers. Right? We'll do interviews on Shabbos. Hire workers on Shabbos. Who's your friend? Demukila chaveiro nachwi. The friend's a non-Jew. So you tell the guy, you tell your manager, we're going to go hire workers on Shabbos. Let's go do that. You're not doing it, he's doing it. What's the issur in that? What's the issur in hiring workers? So issur in that, it's a malacha. What's the issue? The answer is, not allowed to do it.
So how can you tell a non-Jew it's cold in here, or it's dark in here?
This is not the daf Amir Lenachri. No. However, so if it's, most assume, not like Rashi in Avodah Zarah, Rashi here, that it's a Dirabanan. Now, if the Malach is going to be a Dirabanan, and it's makom mitzvah or makom tzar, then you have a heter. So if the whole shul is uncomfortable, you need to think the lights are off. That's a different story. For a tzibur, you scratch your dining room light on. You don't have to eat in the dining room. You open the window, open the shades. Okay, so you'll live. You really don't have a heter. What?
Your house burning down is not a tzar.
No, I don't mean tzar. Doesn't mean a monetary tzar.
I mean,
so there are hints, and we can do, there's a lot of little hints you could do. Like we said the other daf.
Don't we also say that there has to be a benefit for them also?
We said the other daf, you can offer them whatever they want. We're going to get to that. You can offer them whatever, but you can't pay, but you can't ask them to do it without some kind of payment. We'll get to it. Okay, what are we up to? Yeah. So, wait, we did one line. Nachri shabal lachabos ein omer lochabe v'al techabe. You can't tell them not to do it either. But nei she'ein shvisaso alein. Because they're not mechuyev in Hilchos Shabbos. Avol katan shebal lechabos, but if a katan comes to put out the fire, ein shaman lo. You can't let him do that. Bipnei sheshivaso alehen, because his shivisa is your incumbent on you. You have a chinuch obligation to make sure your kids don't keep Shabbos. Doesn't it sound like we're talking about a katan that's higia lechinuch? Oh, you have a three-year-old kid. He puts on the fire hat like he's a fireman and he comes with the hose. You have to stop him? He doesn't know what Shabbos. He doesn't know what Shabbos is. You have to stop such a kid?
Maybe there's a separate type, but like my animals have to rest, and maybe your child is considered your
responsibility. Interesting. So we'll see in a minute.
But it's clearly that, you know, picking up your kid to turn the light switch back on.
That's just an extension of you. That's really you doing it. That's you. That's not the same thing at all. If he turns it on without you prompting him,
right,
and he has no idea it's Shabbos, what are you supposed to do? Stop him? We'll see in a few minutes. Amar b'ami, b'dleika hitiru lo malo kol machaba ein amasid. Because of a fire, they were matir, right? Kol hamachaba ein amasid. Anybody that puts out this, anybody that helps me out over here, won't lose. What's the svara? The complicated sugi here. We're showing him busy that if you say kol machaba, anywhere like this, that's okay, because you're not making anybody a shliach. You're just a general statement, you want to come put out the fire, I'll make it worth your while. If you say something like, kol hashomeya kol yichabu, whoever hears this announcement, please come help me, that's shlichus. That's the not allowed to do. A very nuanced difference, right? Very nuanced difference. And the Rosh says, it doesn't only mean a fire, it means any damage. There's a leak. It doesn't mean just a fire. Any damage to your house, you could say something like that. There's a leak in the roof. It's pouring rain. Anyone who comes fixed it, it'll be worth your while. Neighbor's like, I'll fix that roof for him. Well, I'm sure it'll make it worth my while. Right? That's okay. It doesn't mean just a fire. Because then, right? You have a leak. Your house is not going to be destroyed. It'll get ruined. Not at the same kind of level. That's also okay. Fine. Lema b'sayale nachri shabal lachavos. The Mishnah just said that. Ain't omer lo kabe. You're not allowed to tell him put it out.
You can't tell him about the copy. You can't tell him not to put it out. You're not allowed to say him straight out. But you could say that. You could say you won't lose out. That's you could say. The aim is safer. But the safer of the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to tell him not to put it out. And it implies you can't even tell him. And if you don't put it, and if you put it out, you're not going to lose. I'll make it worth your while. So the Gemara says, you're right. From our Mishnah, we can't bring a riot either way. We can't bring a riot either way, because our Mishnah is unclear both ways. Tanur Rabbanan. Mai said, it was a story. A fire broke out in Yosef's house in Shechin. Fire broke out. So the fire department came. To put out the fire. Because this guy Yosef was a very important official. So the fire department came to put the fire out. He wouldn't let them. He told them, no, it's Kavod Shabbos. Now, they point out, what do you mean Kavod Shabbos? You're allowed to do that. They're allowed to put it out. You didn't call them. They came on their own. And they said, sir, step aside, we'll put the fire out. No, it's okay. Listen, what can I do? No, this is what God wanted. That guys, have a nice afternoon. So what does that mean, Kavod Shabbos? It's not Halacha Shabbos. It's not Hilcha Shabbos. It's Kavod Shabbos. He was being Machmir. Right? The Nasalo Nase. A Nase happened. V'yardu Gisham and V'kivo. Pouring rain came down and the fire went out anyway. La'erev, after Shabbos was over, Shigal Chalechrim Shte Tzalayim La'afrachas Shebehen Chamishim. He paid every fireman that came, that showed up, he wanted to give him some money. And then the chief, he gave even more money. Right? V'kisham v'chacham v'davar amru la'i tarchalkach. You didn't have to do that. Shrei Shaninu Nachmi Shebal L'chabos Einom La'adachab Al'adachabe. If the guy shows up on his own, you don't have to tell him don't do it. So if someone else calls the fire department and they show up, you don't have to say that. Don't buy the guy go home. Thanks, but no thanks. You don't have to say that. So he was not right for saying that. I guess you're allowed to be machmir. I mean, what kind of chumra is that? Doesn't make sense, really, that chumra.
But is it because he is the prominent person and therefore he thought it would be a kiddush Hashem to say, you know what, thanks very much.
So the Achronim say that. I would have been a chil Hashem if they were putting it out because people were going to think that he called them.
Right.
That's a little far-fetched.
No, but it's.
Okay, so right.
You know, it's
right. I don't think any of us, if our house, God forbid, that it happened, they would tell the fight on thanks but no thanks. Someone else called. Okay. Next. That really is an unusual Gemara. It doesn't really come up. Hey, Avakat Shabbat Lechav Hazin Shomalo, Neshi Fasolim. Shmamina, you see from here, Katan Ochel Nevelos, if a Katan's eating non-kosher, Bezdin, Mitzuvan Alav Lahafrisho. Bezdin has to stop him. Right? He's not Machayev, he's not Chayev to eat kosher, not Chayev. When it says Bezdin, it means Bezdin, and of course a parent. So if you're a parent and you're doing something and you see your son doing something that's not in line with the Torah, you have to tell your son, you can't eat treif. You know better than that. You're 11 years old. So he shows up to put out the fire. Yeah, tell him, you can't put out a fire on Shabbos. You know that. Yeah, but only 11. So what? You know how to do that. You see from here that you can't just let your kid be hefker. No. Says Tosfos, Tzarech Lomar, Tosfos Shmamina, Tzarech Lomar, Demuki Masnisin Kriv Yehuda. The Amar. Now, one second. It's a malacha she'ein tzricha leguf v'chayev aleha. Otherwise, it's the Rabban. O kerb Shimon, v'shitzarech le'oso kibui. You want the fire to burn down. It's not your house, let's say. Let's say it's some barbecue pit or something. Some pit in the backyard. You want it to burn. She could go into asos b'chamim to be sur d'Rabbanon muchach per-cheresh. If it's a d'Rabbanon, in bezin mitzuvan la'afrisho. Then you don't have to stop him. So if your son's eating a chicken cheeseburger, you don't have to stop that. It's only Darabana. But if he's eating a real cheeseburger, then you have to stop him. That's very, very hair-splitting. But that's what Tosfos says. Then Tosfos says, what kind of cotton are we talking about?
What kind of cotton are we talking about?
Why? So today, because in a different time, Darabanas and Darabanas were so different that they were able to make that chiluk. We don't make that chiluk today. That back then they did. Today it's all the same. No, it's not the same. Yom Kippur is not the same. Aver why it's not the same. But in terms of how we live our lives, they're all the same. Right? But what kind of cotton are we talking about? The Nira, the Maribakot, Shiloh Higel Echenach. Right?
I'm talking about a kohen that did not chinuch age. The higiel lechinuch, given the chayv lechancho, if he's already a chinuch age, you have the duty of chinuch. Kol shkei zitorach lach frisho, shlo yaseh ba'avira. Of course you have to stop him. What's a shayla? It must be talking about a kohen, shlo higiel lechinuch. Shlo higiel lechinuch. A 1 year old boy. V'kol hani deparach b'yavamis, have yamach l'shinuye, kishi higiel lechinuch. Now, in Yevamos, where this Gemara really is, where the main source of this Gemara is about having your children do averus and stopping them, it's only by a kohen higiel lechinuch. By a kohen shelo higiel lechinuch, there's no svara, right? There's no svara at all. Then Tosfos says, el denicha el ugmi b'chol inyan. I think it applies to every kohen, even kohen shelo higiel lechinuch. What do you think of that? Says the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Mechaber says, any Yehudi is a halach. Any Yehudi shabal lachabos. The fireman shows up to put out the fire. Ain't tzarach limchos biyado. You don't have to stop him. So we just learned. You don't have to stop him. Let him put it out. As long as he didn't call. Avo cotton shabal lachabos. But if a cotton shows up, tzarach limchos biyado. You're not allowed to let him do it. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Afilu cotton shelo higiel lachinuch. Even a cotton that's not chinuch age. And there's a Shar Tzion. And the Shar Tzion says, Tosfos, Divri Hamaskel, Shema. Our Tosfos. I showed it to the rabbi last night. I said to the rabbi, this chinuch on a child that's lo higiel lechinuch? That doesn't steer me neyu bei. A little boy, a little baby, no chinuch whatsoever. He's playing with a muktzah, so you have to stop him? Nobody does that. So he tells me, no, it's only because he's doing it for you. That's what the rabbi said to me. He's doing it for you. He's putting out. So I said to him, that might be the result. That's not what Tosfos is talking about. He's talking about eating. So if the baby's eating something not kosher, if he's lo higiel lechinuch, says Tosfos in the Gemara there in Yevamos, it says you don't have to stop him. Let him do it. Right? By the way, people are not makbid on like waiting 6 hours on children. There's no such thing. Not makbid. That's right. There's no such thing. There's no inyan. Except when I saw this last night, yesterday, I was preparing, I saw this in Mishnah Berurah. Like, 1 second, the Mishnah Berurah says, lo higiel lechinuch based on Tosfos? I couldn't believe it. So I don't have an answer, really. Because that's what Rabbi says, no, he's doing, but if it's true, he is doing it for you. So there might be more of a reason to stop him, even if he's lo higiel lechinuch. A little kid, he thinks he's playing around with firemen, right? He thinks he's a fireman. He's putting out the fire in the backyard. So okay, Tosfos, the Mishnah Berurah says, you got to stop him. Okay, because it's for you. You really want the fire to go out. It's Shabbos. So, no, one of your kid came along and put it out. You're so happy. I hear that. But it doesn't, in the larger context of how this came about, it doesn't really make sense to say it's for you. So I really don't have an answer. And so I apologize, I really don't have an answer.
You have to now be careful if you turn on the light
switch. But is that true?
Well, not clearly you do. It's really maybe it's the chosim. You know, chosim should rest. Your child is your chosim. Your animal has no das, and your animal can't work for you. Then your child can't work.
It's very interesting. Yeah. What? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, katan ose ladas. Oh, so here. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, katan ose ladas aviv. He's doing it. So 1 second, that was a kasha. What was the kasha? The kasha was that we have a brisa that says, Bezdin is mitzvah lahafrisho. Even if a katan is ochel neveles on Shabbos, Bezdin has to stop him, right? But however, others say not like that. Others say you can let the katan eat. So it sounds like we're taking a stand over here. So Gemara says, no, over here it's different. Amar b'yochanan, b'katan ha'osel das aviv. Over here, the father wants it to happen. Since the father wants it to happen, it's worse than it's the time the father doesn't want the kid to eat not kosher. So if the kids are eating not kosher, and do you have an obligation to stop him or not? It's a machlokas in Yevamos. Some say yes, some say no. So it doesn't sound like over here everyone holds yes. No one argues. No one says you're allowed to let the cotton put the fire out. No one says that. When it comes to Bezdin, when it comes to eating not nevelos and treifas, right? There's a machlokas about it. Some say you can let him eat, and some say not let him eat. Fine. But over here there's no machlokas. So how could that be? How come there's no tension over here? The answer is because over here he's doing it for you. So everyone holds you not allowed to do it. That's what the rabbi said to me yesterday. But we see when we do read the Tosfos.
Yeah.
It's a good answer for this specific page. It's a good answer. That's over here. It's worse because he's doing it. The father wants him to do it, so it's worse. That does nothing to do with the Mishnah Berurah. Nothing to do with Tosfos. Tosfos wasn't talking about that, right? Tosfos was talking about what kind of boy are we talking about? Said Tosfos, I think it's called Jalovi Yilachinach, and the Mishnah Berurah paskins that way. That's nothing to do with this issue about the father wants it. You hear what I'm saying? The Gemara, that's why this is worse than the Nevelis, because over there the kids have picked up some meat from somewhere. You have to stop them. Some machlokas over there in your vomit. Some say yes, some say no. Over here, no one says no. Everyone says you're not letting them do it. Why? Because doing it for you. That's the Gemara answers. Kavasei, Kabi Nachwi, the Ka'avil died to the Israel. Same thing by Anachwi. Is it Anachwi also doing it for you? Is it Anachwi also doing it for you? What's the difference? So Gemara says no. No, not at all. Nachwi died to Nafshi Avi. He's doing it for himself. He's really doing it for himself. Why? That's a goyimar. Okay, he's doing it for himself. Ah, you asked him and you told him. He's really doing it for, right? Ah, the fireman showed up. It's his job. The answer is he's doing it for himself. Okay, so that's the answer.
Reward,
whatever it is. When your kid is doing it, mama's doing it for you. Right? Okay. Next Mishnah. Kofin ka'ara. You could put a plate, agave haner, on top of a candle. Bishvil shalo ta'ochaz b'kaira. You don't want the fire to hit the beam. So you cover the fire. Now I'll put the fire out. It's not going to put it out. It's just going to cover it. You have a hole. You have a air in there. And it'll still, there'll still be air. The fire's not going to go out, but it's not going to burn your ceiling. Rashi says, kofin ka'ara shel cheres. You can't put a cheres covering on top. You're allowed to put a cheres covering on top. They're busy with Rashi, that maybe Rashi meant to say, but metal you couldn't, because the metal's going to get hot. And if the metal gets hot, that's already the malacha of makav apatish, of forging metal. Others say, no, that's not true, it's not Rashi. What? So then what malacha are you doing?
It's
my mavir. Rambam says, if you heat up metal, it's mavir, you're burning. So then. Maybe others say no. There's no kavana for that, and it's not a psik resha. And if that Rashi just said cheres, because that's a common thing. Okay. Anyway. No. You're not doing that. You're not doing that. Again, there's air. But 1 second. Valtzoa shel katan. You also allowed to cover one of the kids who went to the bath in the middle of the floor. You can cover that. Why are you covering that? You don't want to step in it. We're going to see another debate. You don't want the kid to touch it. Kids can touch it. You don't have to do that. You cover it. Val akrav shel tisha. What? Just muksa. Muksa. We'll get to it soon. Val akrav shel tisha. You're allowed to cover a scorpion so it shouldn't bite you.
And that's not trapping.
That's not trapping. It's a perisha mishnah. You can do that. Right? Okay. Fine. Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aseh Balafni, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai be'arev. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai did that. V'amar chashon shoshani lo michatas. I think he just violated Shabbos. By the way, he covered the scorpion. I think he just mechal Shabbos. My opinion, my humble opinion. That's what he tells him. So Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, Rabbi Chanan bar Rava, iklu lebe oven demin neshakia. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba. So three people went to visit somebody else. They went to visit Rav Oven. Three people went to visit Rav Oven? No. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, Rabbi Chanan bar Abba. They went to Bay Oven. Three of them went. So for two of them, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yirmiya bar Abba, Aisu Lei Porta. They brought a bed. For two of them, they brought chairs to sit down. For the third one, Rabbi Chanan bar Abba, bar Abba, Lo Aisu Lei. They didn't bring it, and they sit on the floor. Why did they do that? Make him sit on the floor? Rashi says because they weren't machshav him. So Ashiche Masni Lelibre, and they heard this Rav Oven was teaching his son. They were learning Mishnayos on Shabbos afternoon, some afternoon, and they were learning the following like this: V'atzoa shel katan be katan. The reason why you cover the tzoa is because of the cotton. You want to save the cotton from getting dirty. You can touch it and play with it. So you want them to do that. So you what do you call it? You cover it. Amalei Oven Shatya Masnisin Shetusa Livnei. Guy's a fool, and he's teaching his foolish kid. That's ridiculous halacha he's teaching him. He's a fool, he's teaching his fool son. Halo hi atzma muchenes leklavim. It's not muksa, the tzoa. The tzoa is not muksa. Because you can feed it to the dog. So if it's not muksa, it's not muksa what? Says Rashi, a strange thing. Rashi says, v'umecheres leklavim, bottom wide line, lama li lekapos kli. What do you need a kli for? Lama li lekapos kli, yifne misham shu royal etaltel. You could just move it. Why do you need a kli? Why do you have to cover it with a kli? Right?
Throw it out.
Right. Why is Rashi busy with the kli? Just throw it out. Okay. Anyway, v'chi tema d'lo chazile me'esmol. This is a fascinating havin. Yeah, but there was no tzoa here yesterday. So therefore, it's no lad. And therefore, it's muksa because it's no. It was created today. The child went to the bathroom today. Didn't come yesterday. He went to the bathroom today. And therefore it's nolad. Therefore it's muksa. So therefore you can't give it to the dog. Therefore you have to cover it. You hear this? It's nolad. Right? Rashi says, no, there's no Rashi here. Vatanya, one second. We have a brayta that says like this. You're allowed, naharos, you have a stream of water. Naharos, hamoshkin. It is a stream of water, hamoshkin. Umayanos, hanovin, and flowing water, flowing stream. You live by the flowing stream. Harehain, kiragle, kol, adam. You have the status of, the water has the status of everybody. What does that mean? That means as follows. We know there's an isser of tchum, you know, on Yontif, on Shabbos too, but it's really Yontif, because on Shabbos it's hard to carry. You have carrying problems. But on Yontif, so you want to go down to the water and fill up and get some water. But one second, this water came from outside the tchum, because it's flowing downstream. I'm over here, the water came from over there. So how can I take the water? It's outside the tchum. We have a tchum rule. How can I get the water? How can I fill up the water in my bucket on Yontif? There's a tchum problem. Says the Brice, it's not a problem. Why not? Rashi says, Mishum dimidi denayid hu, because the water flows. V'lo kari shvisa. It never rested anywhere. It never rests, the water. It's constantly moving. Even though it came from outside the tchum, the water that I pick up came from outside the tchum. Because it's flowing. So it wasn't here. It wasn't here an hour ago. It wasn't here a minute ago. Right? Nevertheless, mihu shma'inan kol adam molichan lemakom she'irv lo leilech. You're allowed to walk wherever your eruv is. So if your eruv is by the river, you can go to the river and fill up the water. How can I do that? Mihu shma'inan mina dimutarin betiltol. It's not muksa, the water. Even though yesterday it wasn't here, the water, it was upstream. Kivan since dimi esmolo afaldav. I'm saying that already. Kivan de urchayu bahachi daite elavai. Since it's gonna happen, it's automatically gonna happen. It's gonna flow downstream. Hachanami kivan de urchay de katan bahachi. Since kids go to the bathroom, everyone goes to the bathroom. Daite alayhu, you knew it's coming. De lechitese yochlena leklavim, and when it comes, I'll give it to the dog.
Chickens lay eggs every
day. Excellent question. Everyone asked that question. So you see, Rashi here says that something that a person's expecting to come, I told the rabbi, like the newspaper, if something a person's expecting to come, it's not nolad. It's Rashi refers to Rashi. It's not nolad. You're expecting it to come. Everybody goes to the bathroom. It can't not happen. The river is flowing downstream. It can't not happen.
Your newspaper can't.
I understand. But the point is, if you're expecting it to happen, you're expecting it to come, it's not nolad. If everybody in Rashi, but the first mission of Beitza says, if a Beitza is born on Shabbos, it's muksa. Yontav you already hak, but in Shabbos it's muksa. So you're expecting it to come, why is it muksa? So they give all these different answers. The article even talks about it. The article says, I think one of the answers is, one of the Rishonim says, because the egg is considered part of the chicken, and when you go to the bathroom, it's not considered part of you. But I don't know, the river is part of the river. Now the water is part of the river. So I'm not 100% sure. It needs a hesber. To make the chilek between the case of the eggs and this case here of the water. And Rashi extends it to going to the bathroom. Well, the Gemara extended that. The Gemara said, well, going to the bathroom is no different than the water flowing downstream. Just like that's not an issue of nolad, So too, this is an issue of Nolad. Right? Ve'ela, hechi asniye. So how are we learning now? Right? Hech asniye, how are we learning now? Ema, altsoa shel tana golim, mipnei katan. Right? So what, it doesn't even have to be, so how are we learning now? So if we're saying that when a child goes to the bathroom, that's not muksa, because you were expecting it to happen, right? So then why you have to cover it? Why can't you just throw it in the garbage? So it must be, we're talking about an animal's tzoa. It's an animal in the yard, and that went to the bathroom, and you don't want the kid to play with that. The little kids, they don't know what they're touching. You don't have to touch that. So you cover it. That's mostly what we're talking about. So from a chicken, a tarnagel. It's a tarnagel's tzoa. You don't want the kids touching it. So you cover it. For typically having graf sholei, we can throw that out also. It's also not muksa. Because it's a graf sholei. Graf sholei means a urinal. A urinal is not muksa. It's not muksa. Why? Because things that are repulsive, that's why you're allowed to throw garbage out of the garbage on Shabbos. You eat at your table, you're eating chicken bones, all the chicken bones are there, and all the garbage, you're allowed to clean it off? What we used to have for those chicken bones, there's no use for them. It's not muksa? This is not muksa. Why? Because things that are repulsive are not muksa. So you throw it in the garbage. So Gemara answers, v'chitem agav shorei agav mona in, iu gufay lo. No. A graf shel rei is only mutter to move if it's in a kli, but if it's by itself, no, that's not true. V'atahu achbar, there was a mouse, dash the achbar is farak miki dervashi. They found a dead mouse in the spice rack of Ravashi's house. V'amr, and he said, lahu nakutu b'tzizuchu is afke. Pick it up by itself, throw it in the garbage. Why isn't the dead mouse muksa? I don't know, it's a good question. So the Gemara answers, Ba'ashpa. Now we're talking about where it's already in the garbage can. It's already in the garbage can. The chicken went to the bathroom in the garbage can. It's already there. But you don't want your kid to touch it. You can't move it, it's already in the garbage. Where are you moving it to? To another garbage can? It's already in the garbage can. So it's already in the garbage. So what do? You cover it. Shouldn't touch it. That's what we're talking about. So the cotton basha, my boy, what's he doing with the garbage can? What's his son doing in the garbage can? Oh, you can't stop him from being outside. In the garbage can he is? That already can stop him. No, the Gemara says, no, b'chatzer. It's in the chatzer. So b'chatzer nami graf shal rei, b'chatzer nami graf shal reihu, right? What I mean, you have a, but that's exactly the point, right? You don't want garbage in your chatzer. So, no, b'ashpa she b'chatzer. It's in the ashpa in the chatzer. Funny case.
Did he give him a share
at the end? I don't know. Then we said, the al akav shalot tishach. You're allowed to cover a scorpion, so it shouldn't bite you. Amar of Yeshua ben Levi, kol hamazikin neherogin b'Shabbos. Anything that's mazik you, you can kill on Shabbos. Anything that's mazik you, says Rashi, kasol gadaitach, afilu ein ratzon akav. Even if it's not chasing after you. Mishud is real like Krib Shimon, the malacha shen tzricha lagufa medrabanan hu, the yisur v'hachalo gazer. There's no gzera on a, so there's a thing over there, a bee is a mazik. So the bee's over there. So I can go kill it? Yes, I can go. It says Rav Shimon Levi, I can go. Masav Rav Yosef, 1 second. Chamisha neharagin b'Shabbos. There are only 5 things you can kill on Shabbos. The Elohim, here they are. Zvuv shib eretz mitzrayim. Some kind, they're all like dangerous things. Tzira shib yavne, a wasp. Akov shebe d'chayev, this Akov in this town, nachash shebe Eretz Yisrael, snakes, kelev shote b'chol makom, a wild dog anywhere. Now, Mani, who said this? Elaim Rabbi Yehuda Hidam Amlacha Shentichol Guf Achayev Aleha. Right? It can't be him, because he says he's not allowed to do Amlacha Shentichol Guf, so it can't be him. He can't kill it for any reason. El Av, it must be Rabbi Shimon. V'hani Yehuda Shari Achuni Lo, how come only 5? Amr V'yirmiya, Uman Nimelon Daha Metaratz Nehi. Who said this is an authoritative brisa? Dil Mishabeshti. Maybe it's all messed up, this brisa. So I'm Rav Yosef. No, I know Masnisulev Asnisulev. It's in my canon. It's in my book of brisas. So it must be authoritative, right? I'll tell you the answer. The answer is Baratzu Achav Divrei Hakol. No. If they're chasing after you, then everyone agrees you can kill them. Even if Yehuda. Well, you're not allowed to kill. The bee's going to stink you. You can have an allergic. You're going to die. You're not allowed to kill. Of course you're allowed to kill. Everyone agrees to that. Divrei Hakol. Everyone agrees to that, right?
Why just those five?
So Rashi says, these 5, even if they're not chasing after you. Because they're so dangerous, even if they're not chasing after you, you can kill them. Otherwise, you got to wait and see if it's bothering you. It's not bothering you. What are you killing it for? That's what Rashi says. Fine. Now, Tani Tana Kamei Derava. By the way, yeah. Rashi says, that these five, and that's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, right? Right, the reason why these five are different is because they're much more dangerous than anything else. If they bite you, you're for sure going to die. Therefore, you can take preventive measures. Otherwise, you have to wait and see. Right? Mishnah Brura says, I'll read it to you because I'm not going to finish the daf today. So, Mishnah Brura says, where is it? Even though you can trap them or kill it, they shouldn't bother damage you. If they're not going to harm you, you can't kill them. Kishahain Oksunoso, even if they're gonna sting you, Ella Yahwi Yavriche Meolov. Just swat them away. Which is okay, 1 second. Good, where are we up to? Tani Tana Kamedra Rava by Rav Huna. Hahoreg Nchashin Vakravim Bishabis, in Ruach Hasidim Nochaimenu. If you kill snakes and scorpions on Shabbos, the Ruach of the Hasidim is not happy with you. Amalei, Vosin Hasidim, in Ruach Hacham Nochaimenu. Well, yeah? And those Hasidim, the Chacham are not happy with them. That's crazy. Upligi de Ravuna, Ravuna Chazila, who gavra de Kakatal Zibura. He saw him kill a wasp or something. Amalei, Shalam Sinu de Kulu. He got rid of all the wasps in the world. What did it help? He killed that one wasp. What did it help? He killed that one bee in the sukkah. What does it help? He killed them all? Of course not. What did it help? Right? Tanar Abanan. Mizdanel and the Chashiv Akravim, Hargan, if you bump into a snake and a scorpion and you kill it, Hashem sent it to you that you should kill it. Lo hargon, if you didn't kill it, it was meant to kill you, but an ace happened and it didn't kill you. So, Amar Ula, Vitamer, Rabba Barra, Chana, Amar Biachana, Benishufin Bo. It's only if it hissed at you. If it hissed at you, and then you didn't kill it, it was meant for you. Hashem didn't carry through, for whatever reason. That's Hashem's cheshbon. Just random, see some animal walking down, no shaykhs.
One time there was a snake fell into the shul, into yeshiva, and one Niyusi, means some guy, he killed it. Omar Rebbe Pagabo Kiyotzebo. And Rebbe said, he met his match. What do Rebbe mean by that? Iboiluhu Pagabo Kiyotzebo Shaper of it? Oh, low. Was it a good thing that he killed it or a bad thing that he killed it? So Toshma, the Rabba, Reda of Chia, Bar Abba, Reb Zera, Haviyasvi Ikla, the Berabiani, Nafik Milos, the Bibinayu. They were sitting there together, they were talking. Boymine, Merabiani, Ma'alahog, and the Choshava, Chav, and Bishabbos.
You ought to kill bugs on Shabbos? You ought to kill snakes and scorpions on Shabbos?
Amalahu, Sira Ani, Horeg.
I'll even kill less than that. I'll even kill a wasp.
Nachashva Akra, Vlokoshkin.
So of course I'm going to kill them.
Dilma, Lafitumo.
Now maybe it's only Lafitumo. What's Lafitumo?
The Amar of Yehuda, rogue dorsal lefi tumo.
You're allowed. If you're walking down the street, and you see some little water on the ground, and if you walk by the water, rogue, you call it spit. The water is going to go into the earth, and it's a little bit helping the earth. So is that an iser malacha of charisho or zariya or one of these malachas? Says the Gemara, lefi tumo. Lefi tumo means without going out of your way. Lefi tumo, I'm still walking. Happens, it happens, it happens. Same thing over here. I'm allowed to walk down the street. I step on bugs. No. I stepped on bugs. Lefi tumo. Right?
Vamar of Sheshes. Nachash darso lefi tumo.
Same thing. You're walking down the street, you step on a... You can do it.
Vamar of Katina. Akrav darso lefi tumo. Lefi tumo is mutter. Abba bar marta have abra minyune have maski bay de bay reish gulusa zuzi. He owed him money. I see who called Mitzari. They were torturing him for the money. Havishadi Roka, someone spit. Amalahu Reish Galusa Aisu Mana Sechifole.
Go cover up. Cover that dirt. I don't want to look that someone spit. That looks gross. Cover over the spit.
Amalahu Lo Shmichu. You don't have to do that. Hakiyam Revuda Rogdar Salafitumo.
You keep on walking. Lafitumo.
Amalahu Tzurvim Rabbanan who shafku. Oh, this guy's already a Talmid Chacham. Leave him alone. Stop torturing him. Leave him alone. All right? So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow a second line from the bottom. And everyone have a very good day.